The Czech Republic is stepping up measures against the spread of bird flu as cases of the potentially deadly H5N1 virus have been reported in wild swans in neighboring Austria and Germany, the closest ever to Czech borders. The H5N1 strain has also been detected in several countries in the southeast of Europe. The Czech authorities say that although there is no immediate danger, safety precautions need to be taken. Pavla Horáková reports.
According to the Agriculture Ministry, there are around 700 major poultry farms in the Czech Republic. As of Thursday, commercial farmers will be banned from allowing their birds to wander freely outside. The ban won't affect the hundreds of thousands of small breeders, but they have also been recommended to prevent any contact between their livestock and wild birds. Josef Duben of the Czech State Veterinary Authority.
Commercial poultry farmers will have to keep their fowl indoors, and on top of that they have to secure the buildings against wild birds, which means they will have to put nets on the windows and so on. And as of March 1st, all poultry fairs and exhibitions will be banned.
I also spoke to Petr Voříšek from the conservation group the Czech Society for Ornithology. He says that while separating waterfowl from wild water birds is reasonable, as transmission there is most likely, in the case of other species, the measure is disputable.
Certainly, keeping poultry outside of contact with wild birds is one of the biosecurity measures which can prevent or reduce outbreaks of avian flu. But the question is, what species of wild birds are being protected to get into the contact with poultry? Because not all the wild bird species are the same from the point of view of transmission of avian flu. And the bigger question is whether really wild birds are the main reason for spreading avian flu. So far, there are not really enough evidence about wild birds as a main factor of spreading the avian flu. In fact, most of evidence available so far is that illegal transport between countries or also between continents, illegal transport of poultry and meat or other avian, domestic avian products is the main reason for spreading avian flu.
The Czech Republic, together with the rest of the EU, had stopped all imports of poultry, exotic birds, eggs and feathers from countries where bird flu had been reported. While some experts fear an epidemic could break out among poultry in Europe as migrating birds return from Africa in the spring, others dispute that opinion and say that protective measures, such as putting nets on the windows of farm buildings, could even endanger some wild species. Petr Voříšek again.
90% of barn swallows in the Czech Republic and in other European countries breed in human settlements, in the buildings, usually in farmhouses and buildings with the poultry or other animals. And there is no reason to assume that barn swallows would transmit avian flu, even they come from Africa. So this might be the problem for the barn swallow population, because suddenly they arrived in spring in late March and they found all their breeding facilities closed and they don't find any place where to breed.
Even if bird flu were to spread among poultry in the Czech Republic, the chief hygiene officer, Michal Vít, says transmission to humans is less likely here than in countries where people live in close contact with birds and where fatal cases have been reported. But Dr. Vít says the authorities need to be prepared even for potential human-to-human transmissions.
Thanks, Pavla Horáková.